Hello, this is Percy from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting a short opinion kind of survey in your area about local issues, so your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. So are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am.
All right. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. All right. So this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. So how certain are you to vote? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. All right. First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District is doing providing a quality education to its students? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor? Oh, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? I didn't quite hear you. Oh, just going to be the question?
Hey.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, hi. All right. So would you like me to repeat the question?
Yeah.
All right. So first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good? All right. So do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Much too high.
Much too high. All right. So the school district you live in, which is Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive and recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demands for services, hiring more teachers to enhance student-focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. So to pay for all of these, would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every $100,000 of home value?
I don't know. I'm undecided.
Undecided? All right, no worries. So the second ballot issue would be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, may construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations on existing schools so those replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. So would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per $100,000 of assets assessed home value?
Again, I'm undecided.
Undecided. All right. So knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $27.50 a year, and increase taxes for every $100,000 in home value?
No, I don't know.
Don't know? All right. So lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demands for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $2 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
Yes, and I have to say yes now. I'm
sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Bye-bye. All right. No worries. Well, and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.